Welcome everyone to our AGM, 9th of December 2025, Meander Valley Council. Again, you'll have heard this at the previous meeting, but I'm going through it again. So live streaming in accordance with the council meeting administration policy. This meeting will be recorded and live streamed to the general public. The recording will remain available to the public for a minimum of 12 months. If you'd like to leave prior to commencement of live streaming, please do so now. Safety announcements, evacuation details and information allocated on the wall near the entrance of the chambers in an emergency alarm of sound. Wardens will assist with your evacuation from the building. If directed, please evacuate the car in orderly manner via reception area. Please go directly to the evacuation point in the car park beside the town hall. The audio and visual recordings are on. I now declare the meeting open at 4:33. Go to the page. AGM, acknowledgement of country. I begin today by acknowledging the Palitora and Paniere past peoples, the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we gather today, and I pay my respects to elders past and present. I extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples here today. So, statement of attendance, it is advised that persons attending this meeting should note that an audio and visual recording is being made of the meeting. All persons attending the meeting are to be respectful of and considerate towards other persons attending the meeting, and language and conduct at the meeting that could be perceived as offensive, defamatory or threatening to a person attending the meeting or listening to the recording is not acceptable. That's right. Moving on to page 9 of our agenda, that confirmation of the minutes. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second, please. Councillor House as a mover. Councillor Loader, thank you, as a seconder. Anything to add, councillors, regarding the minutes? If not, I'll put the motion. Councillor Cronshaw.
I was not on council when the last AGM. So I will not be voting on
Thank
these
you.
Minutes.
Thank you, Councillor. So I'll put the motion then. All those in favour of the minutes, as I say, please raise your hand and say aye. That is all councillors apart from Councillor Cronshaw. Thank you. Declarations of interest from councillors. Any declarations of interest? Deb? No? We then go to annual report, which is agenda 5 on page 10. The council presents the 2024 annual report prepared in accordance with section 72 of the Local Governments Act 1993 and invites any questions or submissions. GM, gentlemen, you would like to speak?
Yeah, thanks, Mayor. Look, our annual report was prepared in accordance with the Local Government Act. It's been available on our website for a few weeks now. Encourage people to have a look at that. So with that said, it's a great deal of pride that I present to the 24-25 annual report to the AGM. Our annual report highlights many positive outcomes, which I'm pleased to be able to share. Our council continues to operate in a financially sustainable manner, provides a strong platform for the future of our residents. We have applied sound financial management. We balanced $29 million in operating expenses and delivered a small underlying surplus result for the year, which was audited by the Tasmanian Audit Office. This careful stewardship is a key to balancing today's needs with long-term stability, ensuring we can continue to provide our services to our community that they rely on a daily basis. We have completed a large proportion of our annual plan targets, which are reported in that report. Some projects were in progress and were carried forward into the 2025-26 financial year. Our municipality has continued to grow, so we received over 300 planning applications. We did the year before as well, which is quite positive for our region moving forward. As with every year, our infrastructure had been a focus, and we have been delivering essential road repairs and also improvements to our parks and public spaces. We're also planning for long-term projects that will support the growing needs of our residents. From a governance perspective, we farewell Councillor Michael Kelly after 13 years as a councillor, with 8 of those serving as Deputy Mayor, and we thank Mick for his contribution to our council. I'd like to take the opportunity to recognise and thank our dedicated employees, councillors and our many volunteers for their continued support and collective efforts that work towards achieving the best possible outcomes for our community.
Thank you, General Manager. And on behalf of myself and the council sitting around the table, I'd like to congratulate you and the staff on the year that has been. We are ticking along pretty well. Having talked to other mayors around the state and GMs, we know that we are in the top notch of councils in Tasmania, so that is no mean feat, and it is a credit to our staff to get there. So thank you to the executives and also the staff that are out and about works crew and also office staff. Thank you. Okay, moving on then to agenda item 6.1, which is, so I invite questions from the floor to talk about the annual report or any other topics that they may wish to have. Take that there's no questions from the floor. Okay, so we have, we're moving on then for public notices of motion. We have one in advance, which is on page 119. So just bear with me while I scroll through. So I've noticed a motion received from John Kane regarding Crombie Bluff. The motion will require a mover and a seconder at the AGM. Do I have a mover from the floor? Yep, I'd like you to state your name, please.
Gemma Tillack.
Gemma Tillack, thank you. And I'll take a seconder from the floor.
Stuart Beveridge.
Thank you, Stuart. Gemma has to move the motion. You have 3 minutes to address council. They'll give a mic to Lecter, if you don't mind, if that's all right. Take the mic, sorry, Lecter. Gemma, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, the Chair, councillors and the residents that are here today. I'm speaking on behalf of a number of residents that have wanted to move a motion at today's annual general meeting. This motion really relates to our interest in one of the most fundamental and iconic mountains here in the Meander Valley, Crombie Bluff. So before I present the motion, I just wanted to get a bit of a sense from those here today about if you have a close a connection or affiliation to Crombie Bluff. Is it a mountain that is close to your heart? Are you aware of the mountain? I don't think anyone in the room would not be aware of Crombie Bluff. My second question is really just to get an indication from you all around, you know, when you think of Meander Valley, and when you think of the reasons why we all live here, we all love this place, do you think that Crombie Bluff and the Great Western Tiers is one of those key reasons that draws you back, that draws you home, that makes sure that you're building your roots here, you're raising your children here, or in the case of councillors, potentially, it may be one of the reasons why you are really taking on this obligation and this duty of being an elected representative. So maybe just a quick indication. I think regardless of, you know, where we come from, I think we are here with the intent to really start a positive dialogue with the councillors around what's been happening on our mountain. So in 2022, Sustainable Timber Tasmanian contractors were sent in, and they actually clear fell 20 hectares of public forests on Crombie Bluff. This was quite a shock to many of us because we thought, you know, the forest wars, so to speak, were over. We thought that clear felling on our mountain slopes was over. But unfortunately not. Sustainable Timber Tasmania has put a number of logging coupes back on the plan. And the first of these logging plans was executed in 2022. In 2023, we were also further surprised when all of a sudden we saw massive plumes of smoke coming up from Crombie Bluff. Helicopters had been sent in. Napalm-like substances were dropped from the helicopters to burn layers and layers of debris that was laying on our mountain. This was the second silvicultural activity that was done on our mountain, and it was such a massive plume in the sky that a number of residents came to Nutting Road. We witnessed firsthand what was going on, and we actually decided in that moment to form a local group called Hands Off Crombie Bluff. And really, this is a group of residents that just have the mountain at heart, and were aware of what was going on. And really, we've come together just with an interest of elevating the plight of our mountain and ideally wanting to get to a place where there is no future logging on Crombie Bluff. But the reason why we're here today is, of course, because Forestry or Sustainable Timber Tasmania does have future plans to come back. So they've logged, as I said, over 20 hectares of forests. The intention is to come back to log a further 115 hectares. This is spread over two coops. So if you think about when you look up on Combiguaf now, you can see that big square, right, that's cut out of the heart of this mountain. That's 20 hectares. The plans are to come back and to log another 25 hectares in that same coop, and then to come back once again and to log 90 hectares just below that scar. From our perspective, this is not a good plan. So we actually called upon STT to meet with us. We held a meeting with their district planner and their forestry team in Deloraine, and we presented to them actually the result of three comprehensive audits that had been done, looking at whether or not the logging had been done in accordance with certification standards, and in accordance with the Tasmanian Forest Practices Code. These audits actually had identified breaches of both. We found that there were major and acknowledged visual management failures. And I think this is seen to all of us every day when we look at the mountain. They failed to protect the visual amenity that makes Quambi Bluff such an iconic feature in our landscape. They also failed to adequately consult neighbours, which you'll hear about soon. They also failed to assess the soil and water values, which resulted in impacts on water courses that are important in this upper area of catchment. They also, there were significant flaws in the planning stages that meant that they shifted the plan from a selective logging to clear felling. And they did this on the basis of inadequate information. And so we are here today, obviously, to call upon you all to not only just hear us, but to also potentially use your voice in the future to really advocate for our mountain. One of the really important precedents, I think, that we've seen other councillors take in the Central Coast is that they have passed motions related to future logging on the Dial Ranges. But today we're simply here with one motion that I'm actually going to put to you all, to everyone here on the floor. And this motion is quite clear, and I'll just read it out. So we are looking to the councillors at their next meeting in January to mandate an on-site inspection for all elected councillors and the general manager to personally witness the immediate and long-term ecological, cultural and social impacts of the logging that's taken place in HU304Y on Combi Bluff. Put simply, this is just saying we actually think the councillors and the general managers should go and see for themselves, should see firsthand what has been done to this local asset, to our local mountain, and for them ultimately to investigate the impacts of what's been done. And to following that, let's see, right, if there can be more of an advocacy role that you can play. We do propose that this on-site inspection takes place before the March 2026 ordinary council meeting. So we want this to happen in the immediate future. We are obviously willing to support you all in doing an on-site inspection. And I just wanted to personally acknowledge that there are councillors here that have already been to visit the mountain or have indicated a willingness to go. Chair, without further ado, I would like to call on you to ask the floor to vote. From the heart, in support of our motion is our goal. But yeah, really, really, do you all think that we should mandate an on-site inspection of logging on our beloved mountain? Thank you.
Thank you. I tend to have trouble pulling somebody up when they're very passionate. I think I said 3 minutes, but it went longer, but that's fine. Okay. I just want the chair just to go through the process so that the gallery understand what will occur when a motion is moved from the floor. Chair?
No, thanks for that, Mayor. I think it is important, given we're about to have a vote, so that's great. Just from a process perspective, we have had a motion put forward by Gemma there, seconded by Stuart. Just wanted to be clear that any mover or seconder moving a motion today need to be on the electoral roll. And votes today in our AGM are a bit different to our normal council meeting. So the votes are by a show of hands by anybody present who is an elector in Meander Valley. So doesn't need to be our councillors, and our councillors may elect not to vote. And I just say that because the decisions formed from a motion at our AGM need to be considered by our council at the next council meeting. So that's the decision that's formed today. If it's passed in the affirmative there, it just gets put to our next council meeting for our councillors to consider that decision. So anybody who's an elector, if we have a tight vote, likely not to, I expect, but if we were to have a tight vote, you may be asked to we'll grab your name and make sure you're on the electoral roll after the meeting.
Thank you, Jim. Stuart, as the second in the motion, do you want to speak at all?
Yes, if I can do that briefly.
You can.
I guess I need to claim right immediately that I've been personally impacted by the activities of STT in HU304Y. I am a neighbour to both HU304Y and A. The particular impact of logging in HU304Y for me has been a loss of water supply that has been there for the last 30 years that I've been on the land. And certainly since the logging, there has not been the same flows of water, which has certainly restricted the economic activities that I could have participated in on that block of land. And as I don't have the financial reserves to go sue them, I guess it's never going to have any kind of resolution. But look, I'm encouraged by the fact that council publishes information that says we've got a very strong values alignment between our group, which is Hands Off Comby Bluff, and council activities. Your values alignment that you state is that you protect and preserve our natural environment. And I mean, that's ultimately the outcome that I would like to see in this region and the whole of this valley. Yes, I have a particular focus on Quamby Bluff because I think it's an example of a very failed set of silviculture rules that have not been applied appropriately. And I think everyone I've taken to this site has come up with the same kind of resolution, that this does not look like any of the claims that STT might make about enhancing or retaining biodiversity, when particularly they send in a shooter once a week to shoot all the native animals, not introduce native animals that live in that area. And then native animals off my land, off Crown land, from neighbours all around it. And look, I'm really hoping that this council can be an advocate for Quamby Bluff and for other major areas. We live in a very beautiful place, and we live in a place that offers many trails to walk on. So I think advocacy from the council could come up in the form of asking STT not to log HU30, the remainder of 304Y and A. But that's a long-term goal. For the time being, if we can just get to the point of knowing that we both care and we do things that show that we care about the environment we live in. Thank you for your time.
So open up for discussion from the floor. Are there anybody that wishes now to speak for or against? I'll take that as yes. There is someone. Yes.
I did write quite a lot of stuff down to talk to you about today, but mainly because I get really nervous. But I had spent a lot of time reading your community strategic plan.
I'm going to have to ask you for your name.
Sorry. So Shannon Sudless. I'm a resident of Meander Valley. And I felt like I wanted to come and speak today because your strategic plan is excellent, and you highlight throughout all this stunning photography, the natural beauty of this region's flora, fauna, and majestic landscape. And you even feature Quamby Bluff on page 6, but it's obviously no surprise that that iconic photo is of the mountain untouched and not showing the horrendous Clearfell event, all post-clearing, you know, situation, or the fire that was so incendiary that it actually sterilised the soil and could be seen for miles and miles away, and was beyond the scope of the actual site. There's another lovely photo for you. Basically, the photos are damning. Nothing can compare to you seeing the site firsthand. I've got to say it was a shock to me as well, and which is why I joined the group. I know that you have a vision to nurture our landscape and to come together, as Stuart said, to preserve our lush environment and to protect our fertile earth. So I think it's really vital that you come and have a look at the site and understand what another 115.9 hectares of best practice logging could look like. And also to mention your sustainability and environmental stewardship shouldn't be just empty words and pretty pictures. I think you can match that with actions similar to what has been done by other councils by taking it further, but first step, like I said, is to come and see it. Lastly, I felt like I wanted to come and speak today because we know that there are endangered and threatened species living on that land. We've got locals with photographs and other evidence of sightings of wedge-tailed eagles, quolls, wombats, Tassie devils, just to name a few. So with regard to preserving our lush environment, even your strategic action of 5.5, where you have the leadership and advocacy on local and regional issues with other levels of government in consultation with and on behalf of our community, like the Central Coast Council, I would like to call on you, step one, to visit our mountain and then to, at your January meeting, ratify the motion and commit to collectively witnessing what is happening on the slopes adjacent to our World Heritage Mountain with a view long-term to cease all logging operations on that space that we love so much. Thank you.
Any other speakers for or against? Yeah, coming out of the woodwork, yep.
Hello, everyone. Mayor, General Manager, Councillors, the wonderful public that are here tonight. My name is Lucinda Springfield, and I have actually spoken to a few of you at that wonderful forum we had, which I thank you all for. So I'll make it very brief because I'm sure I made myself loud and clear that night. So I just want to reiterate and just confirm that we're a passionate group, and that's pretty obvious. And your strategic plan is wonderful. And in particular, I just want to talk about the three roles you point out on page 12. So provide, facilitate, advocate. So again, I would just like to encourage you to advocate for our group. And obviously the public as well. Hey, come join us. And what does that look like? What does that look like to council? Well, I can give you a few ideas. Everybody in this group can be a stakeholder, and it would be lovely if council could take that on board. All you have to do is get on the Forestry Tasmania website, Trading Sustainable Timbers Tasmania, and register as a stakeholder. And then they actually will tell you what they're doing up there, which is great to know. And it shows them that we have a passion and an interest in our mountain. And secondly, I would encourage absolutely everybody here to look at the wonderful report from the Central Coast Council about the Dial Range, because it really is a study in advocacy by a council for their community. And it's got a great report from Solace Lake and a woman who I can't remember, which is terrible but typical. And it talks about the economic value, and logging comes in at 1%, which is just crazy. Anyway, you probably already all know that, and I've said enough, but thank you again for listening to our concerns.
Thank you. Somebody else? Yep, excuse
me. Hello, everybody. My name is Kim Clark. I'm a resident of Meander Valley. I've been here 50 years this year, and it's a significant year for me. I built my first house with timber from the Johnson Brothers sawmill in Barber Road in Meander, and I knew young Wayne as a young man, and I've seen him go out and take over the reins of the region. However, the logging of those days is nothing to compare with what we see from sustainable timber. They're totally irresponsible. The resource we use has been wasted on wood chip and clear felling. And none of this thinning and promoting silviculture, all the values that we hold so dear. We're reasonable people. We build with wood and we'll get it sustainably, thank you very much. We don't need to ruin a mountain to sustain some, what is it, tar and veneer mills. There was a lot of blackwood up there that wasn't even registered on the harvest plan. But now look at it. What we haven't talked about so far is what's growing there now. You look up there, it's quite green, but it's green because of Scots thistles, foxgloves, all sorts of invasive weeds. There's the balance is totally been uprooted and tipped on its top, and there's no resemblance for any sort of forest coming back. Now, in the old days, you wouldn't have scorched the earth with napalm and sterilised the soil so that you can grow your little monoculture of trees that don't even have value as saw logs. They're pole logs, right? And this is what we've got in an industry that just can't see into the future. Here we are with climate change. We should be keeping our trees in the ground as carbon sinks. And look at our beautiful tourist industry, people coming here and admiring the place that we have, and we've desecrated. Look at that mountain, that great scar on the side of it, you know. Who did this? What were they thinking that they could get away with it without residents stamping their feet and saying, this is not good enough, we expect more. And we expect more from our local council, because this is why it's weird. You run a survey, what do you think of the mountain? Now, give Gombe Bluff a score, 1 out of 10. Who, you know, I can anticipate what was said. Years ago, 2006, I was awarded Citizen of the Year by the Meander Valley Council. Why? Because I ran a program called Call My Bluff, where 35 local artists, performing artists and visual artists, all combined, John Temple. He had photographs in that. And we won Citizen of the Year and Community Event of the Year. Why? Because we unify the community. Everybody agrees. That's a beautiful mountain. Leave it alone.
I'm really glad you haven't lost any passion in your battle. Good to see. I did say that you had your 50th birthday the other day, and I'm thinking, no, that couldn't be right. 50 years in that area, okay.
I bought land when I was 21, now I'm 71.
You didn't have to tell me that. I was just saying 50 years wasn't quite right. That's it. Okay, thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. Any other speakers from the floor on this issue? Councillor Lola.
Am I allowed to speak? Thank you. I would like to thank the Hands Off Gombe Bluff group for putting this motion forward. Good on you. The AGM is an excellent forum to highlight things that are important. And over the last 3 years, I've spoken to many groups and said, why don't you move a motion? I know it takes time, but it's an excellent forum to get a message put out in the public spectrum. I have been for a visit, and I think people who know me well will know that I will go and visit something to do with anti-logging. I'll go to visit something to do with pro-logging. I will go to visit anything that is important to our community. But when I did go to visit, quite frankly, I was horrified by the weed growth, the tiny little sticks of dead trees that have been replanted with little tiny surrounds that looked like green orange bags. I was really, and they were just strewn everywhere, the burnt, disgusting landscape. It really made me sad. So I really thank you for asking me to come. I enjoyed my visit, even though it was a bit scary driving up that rickety road, but I would really commend this motion to my councillor colleagues. We should know what's going on in the municipality. And so, yes, so thank you. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you, Councillor. Any other speakers?
Just briefly. Hi, everyone. My name is John Kane. I'm a Golden Valley resident. I'm also a builder, so I'm a supporter of the timber industry, done responsibly. And this, by all accounts, by everyone's consensus, this is not responsible. It's highly irresponsible, and I urge all of you councillors to please have a look and see if we can do better for our community, because our community and our local space deserves better. So thank you.
Thank you. If there's no other speakers, Stuart or Gemma, do you want to wrap up before we put the vote? Thank you.
Thank you all for the passionate contributions and just for the time. I do just want to be clear that the motion is being raised by members of Hands Off Pombe, but also on behalf of other residents that aren't a member of our group but feel passionately about this issue. So I would love to just bring them into the room for a second. So this is actually supported by, you've heard from John, Stuart, Chairman Lucinda and Kim. It's also supported by Deb Lynch, Sean Cadman, Rosemary Norwood, Jen Sharman, Mel McPhee, Dean Cracknell, Craig Walker, Sue Walker, Carolyn Gregg, Chris Byrne, Peter Mallon, Dr. Annetta Mallon, Linda Pittard, Lisa Yates, Casey Krelech, Jay Burley, Peter Douglas, Ali Newlander, Ashley Halem, Rebecca Rover, Virginia Griffiths, James Squire, Sandy Tiffin, Kevin Knowles, Jade Holland, Adrian Laurie, Martin Bratzel, Hurley Coa, Jasmine Bocker, Myla Kuhn, Lia Dryden, Mitch Biker, Ed Kulner, Heidi Dryden, Dylan Dryden, Afni Garondakis, Karen Booth, Marilyn Taylor, and Jan Edwards. So please, Chairman, on behalf of all of us, please take the motion forward. Thank you.
Thank you. I think you'd be able to chair a meeting one day, Gemma. All right, moving forward, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please raise your hand so the vote can be taken. Gemma, you want to take the count? Show of hands. Yep, thank you. Against? That motion is passed. Congratulations. Thank you. We'll move on. So that will go to the next council meeting. And as I said to you before, you understand why some councils didn't vote, because we actually need a bit more information to meet on the bones. They'll be presented to us at our January meeting. So thank you. Moving on to public notices of motion without notice. Public notices of motion without notice. Are there any public notices of motion without notice from the floor? Yeah, just time to. So I take that as no. Okay. Thank you. We'll move on to close of the meeting. Would somebody like to... I just closed it. No moves, motion to close. Okay, I close the meeting at 5:06. Thank you for your attendance.